This is Brother Hansen from Truth and Life Ministries here in Lakeside, Arizona. It's good to be here with you today. We're going to continue our study in the names of the Bible. We are in the J's, and now we're at Judah. Judah, Huda, actually, how it's pronounced in the Hebrew. Now, means praise, actually, in the Hebrew. Born in Padamaram in Mesopotamia, Judah was the fourth son of Jacob and Leah. His name was given to the tribe that came to occupy the hill country south of Jerusalem and west of the Dead Sea, with Hebron at its center, territory that later became the kingdom of Judah. The patriarch Judah married the daughter of a Canaanite named Shua. And they had three sons, Onan, and Shelah. Only Shelah had descendants. And Onan died childless in Canaan, both cursed by God. Jacob had many children, but he loved Joseph, his son by Rachel. Most of all, Joseph's brothers were jealous of this father's favoritism and conspired to kill him, actually. But Judah suggested that they instead sell the lad into slavery, protesting, "What profit is it if we slay our brother and conceal his blood?" And that's in Genesis 37:26. Eventually, Joseph was taken to Egypt and sold to one of Pharaoh's officers, and he prospered greatly there. Years later, during a famine in Canaan, Jacob sent 10 of his sons to Egypt to purchase some grain, keeping only Rachel's other son, Benjamin, with him. Joseph, by then, governor over the land, Genesis 42, verse 6, with control of the storehouses of all the grain. He tricked his brothers into bringing Benjamin to him on their next journey to Egypt. When Joseph tested Judah to see if he would also sell Benjamin into slavery, Judah offered himself, saying, "Let your servant remain instead of the lad as a slave to my lord, and let the lad go back with his brothers. For how can I go back to my father if the lad is not with me? I fear to see the evil that would come upon my father." Genesis 44, verses 33 and 34. Joseph then wept openly, identified himself to his brothers, and invited Jacob and all his offspring to settle into Egypt, which they did. During the migration, Judah was sent ahead to Egypt as spokesman for the family of Jacob. An incident prior to the famine that brought the Israelites to Egypt reveals Judah in a most unpleasant light. However, for his wickedness, Judah's eldest son, Er, had been struck dead by the Lord. And the second son, Onan, had refused to perform the traditional duty of taking his brother's wife, Tamar, as his own, and raised up offspring, Genesis 38, verse 8, for Therefore, Judah sent his widowed daughter-in-law back to her father's house until his youngest son, Shelah, or however you pronounce it, S-H-E-L-A-H, Shelah, reached manhood and could marry her. Seeing Shelah finally grown, Tamar suspected that Judah was stalling and devised a plan to beget children. She waited by a roadside not in widow's clothes, but covered by a veil, Judah, taking her for a prostitute, negotiated a price for her services, a kid from his flock of goats, offering as a pledge the signet he wore on a cord about his neck and his staff. 3 months later, when told that Tamar was pregnant, Judah wanted to condemn her to death. However, after Judah learned that he was the father, he blamed himself for not giving Shelah to Tamar, saying, "She is more righteous than I." Genesis 38, verse 26. Tamar subsequently delivered twin sons named Perez and Zerah to Judah, and it was through Perez that the main line of Judah's descendants, including David and Jesus, was traced. Now, that'll make you think, wouldn't it? Tamar, she delivered these twin sons, Perez and Zerah, to Judah, and it was through Perez that the main line of Judah's descendants, including David and Jesus, was traced. If you can believe this, it's almost unbelievable, isn't it? On his deathbed, Jacob blessed his sons and told them of the future of his fourth son. He said, "Judah, your brothers shall praise you. Your father's sons shall bow down before you." Genesis 49 and verse 8. The preeminence of the tribe of Judah over the other 11 tribes of Israel thus being foretold, Jacob also called Judah a lion's whelp and promised that the scepter shall not depart from Judah. Genesis 49, verses 9 and 10. A pledge of enduring kingship. In a rabbinical literature, Judah was known as a ferocious warrior who possessed great strength. He could chew pieces of iron until they became powder, and his voice could carry from Egypt to Canaan. It's quite a deal. According to tradition, Judah died in Egypt at the age of 119 years old. That's quite an interesting tribute to Judah. Now, we have Judas, J-U-D-A-S, Judas, Greek form of Hebrew, Judas. Judas, a Galilean Jew, led a sect of zealots in rebellion against Rome. Much of what is known of Judas comes from the first century A.D. Jewish historian Josephus. The only biblical reference to him in the book of Acts in remarks made by the Rabbi Gamaliel. In A.D. 6, the Roman governor of Syria, Quirinius, initiated the first census of Judea. For tax enrollment purposes, Judas and his followers fought against the census as a secular infringement on God's divine rights. They wanted to establish Judea as a republic and recognize God as the sole ruler, but according to Gamaliel, Judas perished, and all who followed him were scattered, Acts 5 and verse 37. The sons of Judas followed in his footsteps. One, Menahem, led a later rebellion. Two others, James and Simon, were crucified by the Romans. Eleazar, possibly a grandson of Judas, was the defender of Masada, the last fortress to hold out against Rome. Now, there's several Judases we're going to be speaking of. That was just the first one. The Judas number two, it was a brother of Jesus. Judas's name appears in the Gospels of Matthew and Mark on the occasion of Jesus' visit to his own country, Matthew 13:54 and Mark 6:11. Most likely Nazareth, where he began teaching in the synagogue, skeptical of the carpenter's son, Matthew 13:55, whose brother and sisters were well known to them. The townspeople were punished by being denied the miracles that Jesus had performed elsewhere, while it is natural to assume that Joseph and Mary are the parents of Judas, and the others mentioned in the passages, some scholars have suggested that Judas may have been Joseph's son by a previous marriage. The church father, Jerome, held that Greek word adelphoi, translated here as brothers, could possibly mean cousins. Well, according to one early tradition, Judas was the author of the Epistle of Jude. There is another tradition that the two grandsons of Judas became leaders of the church, brought before the emperor Domitian. They were dismissed as harmless peasants when they showed their calloused hands. You look at your hands, you can tell you're a working man. Now there's a Judas 3. Although he was one of the 12 apostles, this is the one you're probably thinking of, more popular to the much of the church. He was one of the 12 apostles. Judas, the son of James, Luke 6:16, Acts 1:13, is associated with one event in the Gospels. In John 14:22, Judas asked Jesus, "Lord, how is it that you will manifest yourself to us and not to the world?" To which Jesus replies that love engenders obedience, which will be rewarded by divine favor. The identification of this Judas is much debated. He may be the Thaddeus in Matthew 10:3 and Mark 3:18. Since the first two evangelists do not include this Judas in their lists of the apostles. Now, here's another Judas. Judas Barsabbas. Now, along with Silas, Judas Barsabbas was chosen by the leaders of Jerusalem church to deliver a letter to the Gentiles of Antioch. Syria and Cilicia, these two leading men among the brethren, Acts 15:22, traveled with Paul and Barnabas to Antioch, where the letter was meant to ease the tension that existed between Jewish and Gentile Christians. All would be well, the letter said, as long as Gentiles remained chaste and abstained from eating meat offered to pagan idols and not ritually butchered. Judas and Silas are called prophets, spoke to the congregation at Antioch to supplement the letter. It is probable that Judas returned to Jerusalem while Paul and Silas continued the mission to Syria and Cilicia. Judas may have been the brother of Joseph Barsabbas. Now, the next Judas is the one you all want to hear about. Even though Judas 3 was one of the, quite possibly one of the 12 apostles, you didn't realize, did you, how many people were named Judas? A lot. Now, the next one is the one we're going to talk about tomorrow, Judas Iscariot. Now, Judas Iscariot is the one that you probably know more about, even though you probably knew about the one, Judas 3, about the one. He was one of the 12 apostles. Judas Iscariot is the one you want to, that you probably know more about, but we're going to talk about him tomorrow. So stay tuned on the morrow, because a very, very interesting bit of information concerning Judas Iscariot. So if you'd like this study, it's offer number 62122. You can go to our website, and it's probably going to be uploaded by the time this gets on the air. It will probably be on the website, krciradio.com. krciradio.com. Don't forget to go there, and you can listen to all of a lot of these messages. There are hundreds of them. I don't know how many hundreds, but go there, listen to them. They're free. You don't have to give your address. You don't have to give money. You don't have to give anything, actually. It's just for the study, and for the study of the church, and to strengthen the body of Christ. And that's what we're supposed to do. So if you'd like to go there, it's krciradio.com. Please leave us a comment. Let us know you're listening. We'd just like to know you're listening. You don't have to give us your address or anything. We're not going to bombard you with envelopes or anything like that. So just let us know you're listening. Give us your prayer requests. We'd be glad to pray for you. Give us a call, 928-368-6766. Leave a message. We'll call you back. Or you can actually just email us through the website. And you can also write to us at KRCI Radio Box 424, Lakeside, Arizona 85929. And if you like any one of the three books, remember they're all free, I believe, still on Amazon Kindle. Free to read on Amazon Kindle. If you got the Kindle app, they're free. And I'd like for you to just read them. I'm not out to make money on them or anything like that, so just go there, Amazon, and you can certainly read the books for free. That's The Revelation of the Antichrist, The False Prophet, and The Opening of the Book of Daniel. And there's two other smaller books there. Satan and the Watchers is one of the next books. Satan and the Watchers tells a lot about the Nephilim. And then the Unrecognized God, Unrecognized Satan. Very interesting books for young people as well. So let me know your comments. We'd love to hear from you. And if you'd like hard copies of those books, I'd love to send them out to you. Any offering of $20 or more. And I can send the other books out with that. You just leave your address. Till tomorrow's broadcast, is Brother Hansen saying, study. Show yourself approved to God.